waiting for is here.
I have something to tell you.
This is Jillian with Bean Tunes Radio, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm really excited about this week. I have kind of not really a theme. We're just doing music that I feel like playing. But yeah, I think this week I've been doing like kind of more rigid themes, but I've been listening to a lot of new music because of the show, and there's a lot of stuff that I just haven't been able to play yet, so basically that's what we're going for this week. Stuff that either new or old stuff that I used to listen to, and stuff that I have kind of just started listening to. This is a reminder that I'm in the studio again this week, so you can call in. The number is 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-9636. Feel free to call in. We've had some great callers. Returning guest Emma and my other friend Jose called in last week. You can call in. We can have a little chat on air or off air, whatever you feel. And you can also give me a song suggestion. It was really great. Emma actually played. I played one of Emma's songs that she suggested last week, and that was really fun. Yeah, I guess we'll get right into it. That was K-Sura, but by Wax Taylor. My friend Finn recommended that one to me. I think it's great. Not too much lyrics, but I think I said this a couple weeks ago, but I think these days I've been like way too overstimulated to think about lyrics, so I've been listening to a lot of instrumental stuff. It's been like Krungbin, Bad Bad Not Good, that song by Wax Taylor. So I'll be playing some instrumental stuff, but I think, yeah, let's get right back into it. This next one is MF Doom. This is instrumental as well, and I hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Guys, I'm back. That was Deadbeat Summer by Neon Indian. I just realized that a lot of the songs that I'm playing are kind of like summer weather music, and that was totally appropriate yesterday when it was 78 degrees outside, but today it's kind of gross out, so hopefully we're beckoning in more summer weather, because that was great yesterday. Someone was joking that, like, if you don't go to Tufts, when it gets warm outside, everyone sits out on Prez Lawn, and someone was like, yeah, it looks like we're all sitting out for a music festival because we're all facing the same direction down to the street, but we're, like, not looking at anything. So maybe my theme next week will be, like, the lineup for the music festival that none of us are actually going to. Keep posted for that one. We'll see. Because this theme is not really put together, but, wanted to play that one because I literally just heard it last week for the first time and immediately gravitated towards it. I think it, like, kind of borrows some of the same distorted guitar that you kind of hear in Talking Heads and Flaming Lips, so wanted to play those together as well. It is kind of halfway through the show, so it's the time that you guys were all looking for. It's time for a PSA. This one I've never seen before, but had to pull out of the archives. It's called Walking is Good Exercise. Here we go. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. I can fully endorse that one because I've walked to Harvard Square and it was great. It was like super quick and probably more convenient than the T actually because I struggle with the T for some reason. It's like really confusing to me. Even coming from Philly, where I have taken public transportation before, but for some reason Boston transportation is incredibly confusing to me. So I guess next up, I'm going to play a couple songs that are from the past couple years, but I think also have a very similar sound. I've been thinking a lot about how I decide that I like music, and I think a lot of it is familiarity, because when I pick up a new song, I'll listen to like the first couple seconds of it and then decide immediately if I like it or not and put it like away in a playlist. Eventually I'll come back to it and then it'll be like my favorite song for a week. So that's kind of what happened with the three of these I'm going to play next. So I think I basically have decided that sounds that feel familiar to me are what I decide that I like. And, you know, when I was a kid, a lot of the background music that was playing was the Talking Heads and the Flaming Lips. So I think naturally those sounds have just become what I like now. So next up, I have one by Kira Kira Bonito. It's If I'd Known. Kind of a weird one. She's kind of more on the hyper-pop side, but I think that some of the instrumentation is cool, and she has some weird electronic stuff that I really love. So here we go.
Take it for granted, love when you have So give me some heaven just for a while. Make me
Hey guys, I'm back. That was Are You a Hypnotist by The Flaming Lips. I actually had not listened to that full album until this week. For me, it was just kind of like background noise of my childhood. My dad used to play that album a lot. So I just also decided that I would play a couple more of things that I am kind of revisiting now that I hadn't taken the time to listen to full albums of. I think a lot of these songs I like immediately recognize, but wouldn't have been able to put a name to. So I'm really excited to play them. That was The Flaming Lips. Obviously, next I'm going to play Wilco, another classic, and then The Shins. So here we go.
love with the drummer. She fell in love with the drummer. She fell in love. Shiny, shiny pants and bleached blonde hair. A double kick drum by the river in the summer. She fell in love with the drummer. Another then another. She fell in love. I miss the innocence I've known. Playing Kiss covers, beautiful and stone. Unlock my body and move myself to sincerely miss those heavy metal bands I used to go see on the landing in the summer. She fell in love with the drummer. She fell in love with another.
Soon I'll be breaking things like how would you just a couple states below.
Hey guys, I'm back. That was Nancy From Now On by Father John Misty. Before I close out the hour tonight, I just wanted to thank you guys for tuning in. This is Bean Tunes Radio with your host Jill Yum, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Next up is Summer's End by Phoebe Bridgers.
I missed your birthday yesterday, I'm sorry. Chris was supposed to remind me, but we got too busy working and everything. But remember today. So happy birthday, and I love you. Give me a call. Okay. Love everybody. Bye.
Summer's ends around the bend, just flying. Swimming suits are on the line, just trying. I'll meet you there. For our conversation, hope I didn't ruin your whole vacation. You never know how far from home you're feeling until you watch the shadows cross the ceiling. I don't know, but I can see.
Especially for you youngsters, is one of the hottest rock groups in the entire country, the Vanilla Fudge.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.
Happy